All right, the man under center, Brock Osweiler, joins me now. Brock, day one to day two of camp, how much growth, how much learning did you see?
You know, there's always growth, and there's always areas that you can improve upon, and you just hope that from one practice to the next, with all your meetings in between, you clean up those things and you do improve. And I think we did that today offensively. There were some things that we didn't do so well yesterday. There was a lot of good things, but there's always things that you need to learn from and clean up. And fortunately, we were able to do that in our afternoon meetings yesterday. And I think we came out to the practice field today. We had a great approach. We had a great focus. I think we had a great energy about us. The offense really seemed to finish practice very, very well and on a strong note. So, you know, it's only day one and day two, but we're off to a good start. But that's all it is. It's just a start.
That's right. I talked with Cushing about this yesterday, and a lot of ways he has to do some of what you do on the defensive side of the ball. But communication is the key. What do you have to do? What do you have to work on communication-wise when you're in training camp?
You know, I think it's what I always tell my offensive huddle. It's, guys, it's not a test out there. Help each other out. So I think if all 11 guys on the field can be communicating, because there's a lot of things going on. There's shifts, there's motions, there's cadence change, there's audibles, there's alerts. There's a million different things going on. And so rather than keeping it on each individual guy to handle everything himself, hey, let's communicate, let's signal, let's talk to each other. And you know, I think that's something that's built over a training camp. That's something that's built over time. And I do slowly but surely see that chemistry coming together.
You bring up chemistry, leads me into this question. Looks like the chemistry between you and DeAndre Hopkins, strong as it was. I mean, that's a guy that you reached out to early on.
Certainly.
How was it today?
Well, it was a start. There were some good things. There were some things I would like to have back. There were some learning experiences. I'm sure there's some plays that he wants to have back. And, you know, that's what I call a bad play. I call it a learning experience.
Sure.
Because I'm going to go in, he's going to go in, whoever it is, we're going to go in, we're going to study that tape hard, and we're going to clean that experience up so that's a good play the next time. And between Hop and myself, we had a few of those today. But, you know what, he's a tremendous player, and he really makes my job easy. I got to throw it in his direction, and he makes me look good.
Yeah, that's not a bad guy to have on your side. Brock, thanks so much for the time. And before we let you go, the Texans are coming up on their millionth Twitter follower.
Wow.
How's that make you feel? And can you just kind of say something, thank you for the millions that have followed us?
Yeah, you know, that's big time. You know, we have some of the best fans in the entire world. And to see them come out here and scream and shout at training camp all day long, it gives us as players a huge boost of energy. It gives us a ton of confidence, and we really appreciate our fans. So to be coming up on a million Twitter followers, we really appreciate the support, and that means a lot. That's big time.